Moses and Pharaoh. The Lord chose Moses to go to the most important man in Egypt, Pharaoh, and ask him to let the Israelite people go. They'd been slaves there for generations, and the Lord wanted to give them their own land. But first, he had to get round Pharaoh. However, Moses worried that he wasn't an eloquent speaker and would botch it up for God. But God assured him that Aaron, his brother, would be able to help him out. So Moses, although reluctant, was ready to approach Pharaoh.
"Noo, Pharaoh, this is fit the Lord went you to dee. He doesna like the way you're treating the Israelites, so he says ye have to let them go."
"Fa' is this Lord that you're speaking about? I dinna ken him, so fit why should I dee fit he says, let a' that folk go? Fit if you tak me for. I need them to dee a' the building and such like. You can tell him, nae chance."
"Oh, you think you're awfu' powerful? Well, my Lord can show ye a thing or two. Aaron, tak your staff and throw it on the ground in front of Pharaoh here. This'll make you change your mind. See, it's turned into a snake."
"I can easily match at. Come on, my magicians and sorcerers, do your stuff. A snake. See, you dinna scare me."
"Well, I'll be back the morn. And if you're still as stubborn, we'll soon persuade you."
"Suit yourself."
"Well, here I am. Have you changed your mind?" "No. Well, if you winna budge, then the Lord is going to turn a' the water o' the Nile into blood, and nobody'll hae onything to drink."
A week later, sure enough, the Nile turned into a river of blood, but Pharaoh did nothing.
"If you still winna let them go, the Lord is going to be pretty annoyed with you, and he's going to mak a plague of frogs. They'll be all right, in your palace, in your bed, in all your cupboards. You wouldna be able to move for them. I'll give you time to think it over."
Next day.
"I've come back. Div you still say no?"
"Ah, recht. I can see that your Lord is quite powerful, and I'll dee what he says if he'll only get rid o' them frogs. But gie me till the morn, and then I'll let a' the folk go."
Moses came back the next day, but Pharaoh was haeing nae note.
"I've changed my mind. The frogs have gien awa' noo, so there's nae need for me to let the Israelites go. So ye can put that in your pipe and smoke it."
"I'm warning ye, Pharaoh. The Lord will send a' different plagues on you and your family and abody in Egypt if ye dinna dee what he asks. Dinna think that this is the end o't."
And the Lord did send other plagues. Gnats that clung to the bodies o' animals and folk, and fleas that covered a'thing, their claes, their hair, their faces. They couldna speak, but fleas would be in their moos. His livestock a' deed, so they had nothing to eat. Aye, plague covered a' the folk in byles. You can imagine how painful and uncomfortable that would have been. Hailstones came down with such force that they killed a' thing that they touched. A plague of locusts ate a' the grain. It was a sorry time for the Egyptians. And every time a plague came, Pharaoh would say,
"Ah, recht, I give in. I'll let them a' go, but you must get rid of this plague first."
But every time he changed his mind, I dinna ken fit he was thinking. By this time, the Lord was running out of patience After a', he'd gien him how many chances? 8?
No, Pharaoh. You're getting another chance, and I hope you take it. Because if you dinna, the Lord will cover the whole of your country in darkness, and believe me, you winna like it. It's going to last for 3 days, and you winna see a thing.
Pharaoh was tiring by this time, so he said to Moses that he could take his folk, but nae livestock. Because mine, a' their eenings, had deed wi' the other plague.
You can go, Moses, but I dinna want to see your face here again. Div you hear me? Awa you go.
Dinna worry, I've nae intentions of coming back.
The Lord telt Moses that he didna trust Pharaoh to let his people go, and that there was one mere plague that he would dee to make sure that they could a' escape. An angel of death would pass over the houses, killing the firstborn son of the Egyptians, but miss the Israelites, because they would have painted their doors with the blood of a lamb. You can imagine the greeting and wailing that would have gone on. It wouldn't have been a pretty sight. Of course, Pharaoh didn't have a choice, but he did let them a' go. So the Israelites a' packed up and set off on a journey that was to last many years. The Passover is still remembered a' over the world today, celebrating the fact that nobody can forget the power of the Lord.